welcome to another episode of Snaps and Golf Claps. I'm happy to be here with you guys once again for another week. Thankfully, this week, I'm not as congested. Praise be to God, bruh. I hope everybody's had an incredible week. As always, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome. Thank you so much for listening and supporting. If you've been here, thank you for returning. And as always, if this episode does resonate with you and you want to share with a friend, please do. Would greatly appreciate that as well. I've had a very interesting week in a lot of ways, but there was something that came up for me earlier this week, and I started writing about it. I'm in my writing era, and not just journaling, but legitimately writing, using it as a bit of an escape, as an art form. And it was about convenience. And I don't remember what I was doing that brought up this thought, but I was like, oh, I was ordering something on Amazon. And I try to use this sparingly, but I found myself getting into this space of, oh, I'll just order on Amazon. Overnight, two day. It's so convenient, guys. It's so convenient to wake up, open the door, and have the package that you ordered in the middle of the night. But I do wonder what that's doing to us, for us. I came to the realization that maybe that is why we have anxiety or difficulty with waiting. They don't have overnight, two-day shipping. How dare, 5 days? I'm not waiting 5 days. At one point in time, I mean, we were waiting weeks sometimes for packages. And we were just happy to get them. And I think the cost of convenience is robbing us of getting things, the pleasure of waiting, the pleasure of connecting, because everything is so fast, everything is so readily available that we have difficulty with delayed gratification. If it's not now, then it's never. And that's just so unrealistic for so many different reasons. And I think in continuation to what I was saying last week about us just dismissing friendships, dismissing relationship, dismissing things so easily, I think it has to do with that, with the not wanting to wait, because everything in our society is so hyper convenient. Everything. We could literally spend all day in our rooms and get everything that we need delivered to our door, and all we got to do is walk to the door and back to our rooms, and that's it. We don't have to wait for shows. We can binge shows. We don't have to set the alarm for Thursdays at 6 p.m. to watch this show. We don't have to listen to the radio to listen to that song that we really want. We don't have to wait for anything nowadays. And it's such a blessing and a curse, because we want to operate like that as humans with our friends, with our communities and things of that nature. If things aren't getting done right away, you're getting upset, all your panties are in a wad. And it's like, that's not what it's about. And that's not how it is. And I think that's why we're putting such unnecessary pressure on ourselves to perform and to be and to grow and to develop and to do this and to do this. And it feels like everything is always a race against the clock. And it's because we live in a hyper-convenient society that has led us to believe such. Nothing is a race against the clock. But by you treating yourself as such, you are getting into this space where you are constantly racing against a non-existent clock. Or a clock that is set by corporations that have millions of dollars to create that sense of urgency. I was reading this essay somebody wrote about how when their shoelace snapped, they went to Amazon to go order, and it would take a few days. But then they started looking up shoelaces near me, and they found the local cobbler that actually sold the same exact shoelaces, and they opted to take some time out of their day to go over there. Said the experience as a whole took less than an hour, but now they were able to support a local business. Have we ever thought that maybe that's why service and businesses around us and our communities are failing? It's because most of these restaurants now, they operate off of DoorDash. So when real people come in, what's the point of having service when they're already getting their bread because of DoorDash, because everybody's ordering through DoorDash and not leaving their house, right? Like, maybe the fact that everybody seems to be riddled with anxiety has to do with the fact that we don't leave our house. And the reason why we don't leave our house is because everything is at our fingertips. You got dopamine, you got food, you got necessities, basic needs, whatever you need is at your fingertips, except for your community. How long do you guys go without talking to your friends? Like, actually talking. I'm not talking about sending memes back and forth. Actually talking. You know what I mean? How long do you guys go without connecting with your people, with your community? Do you even have people? Do you even have community? No shame, no shade, but really think about that. Is convenience robbing you from the ability to connect, from the experience of connecting with the world around you? Convenience is good to a certain extent, but do you really think about that? Like, do you really need that thing if you can't wait for it? If something is a necessity, you can wait for it because you need it in your life. And that's another thing that I have a little bit of beef with y'all. And by y'all, I mean myself as well. Differentiate between the want and a need. I think sometimes we call I need them shoes. Oh, I need that. Oh, I need that. You don't need that. You want that. And it's okay to want things. I want things. But I also understand that I can't say need and justify getting it right away because I said I needed it. Do you see what I'm saying? If it's something that I want, I can practice delayed gratification and work for it. Not everything deserves a treat. Not everything is a treat yourself moment. Sometimes you have to save up for something that you want, and it's okay. And sometimes it's a no. You have to tell yourself no. It's okay to tell yourself no. You don't always deserve a little treat yourself moment because you did something. You did the basic things that you were required to do in your life. I threw out the trash today. I'm going to treat myself. If you don't throw out your trash, your apartment's going to stink and you're going to get maggots. You have to throw out your trash. That's not something you deserve a little treat for. And I think that's why also, like, as a society, there's a lackadaisical behavior or a lackadaisical presence. And it's because we have allowed ourselves to get to a point where we have no urgency about the things that actually matter. And we have all the urgency about things that don't actually matter. We have no sense of urgency about connecting with others. We have no sense of urgency about doing the things that are going to bring value to our lives. We have no sense of urgency about that, but we have a sense of urgency about looking a certain way. We have a sense of urgency about working in certain spaces. We have a sense of urgency about making this money. Again, all things that are cool and nothing's wrong with that. However, this isn't judging, but this is about taking a step back and really understanding what matters to you and what you're going to do about that. And again, everything I come on this mic to talk about is never criticism. It's always because I see it within myself. It's always a reflection. If we move through the world as a reflection, that means that the flaws and the faults that you see in others is because you see them in yourself. And I acknowledge I see these things in myself. I get really frustrated at myself being entirely transparent. But I also understand that this is something I am consciously working on and want to continue to work on. Support your local business. Be nice to people. Understand that sometimes things take time and sometimes things aren't perfect. Amazon and all these other overnight delivery services and all these other overnight quick DoorDash, whatever, all this stuff has led us to forget what humanity is actually about, has led us to forget that sometimes people aren't perfect. Sometimes people mess up. Sometimes people are having a bad day. Have some grace and empathy. Not everything revolves around you. You are not the only thing that matters in this world. To them, you're one person, and it's up to you to help them. It's a symbiotic relationship in this case, right? You get to give them an experience as well. Don't add fuel to their fire. You don't have to go to a restaurant to eat. And yeah, sometimes you go to a restaurant to eat and someone's having a bad day. It's not time for you to match their energy. Sometimes people have bad days. Sometimes people mess up orders. Forgive them and keep it pushing. You don't have to be there. If it's that big of a deal, go cook your meal at your house. Oh, wait, that's too much. I don't want to cook. If you don't want to cook, bro, then you're not hungry. That's how I look at it. Like, you know what I'm saying? You want to go out and make people's lives miserable, the service worker, the retail worker, and everyone, because you're having a bad day or because they're having a bad day, you want to make it worse. And it's like, come on, have some grace. Have some grace, have some humanity. This doesn't mean let people walk all over you. That's not what it means at all, but understand the humanness. All these hyper-convenient things have driven us to a point where we forget how to be human because everything is run with these super-convenient machines that happen to be either have some type of human intervention or are at the end of the chain, there's a human there, but realistically, it's a machine. Amazon is a machine. So understand that the world isn't meant to be hyper-convenient, and when you interact with other people that are a part of this actual physical world, they're just a cog in this machine, and they are doing you a service. Delivery, DoorDash, all that stuff is a service. It's a convenient service at that. If you're going to use it, understand that it's a convenience and these people don't owe you anything. We're all here together. We're all trying to figure this out together. It's all of our first times. Act as such. We're all here for the first time, guys. Treat your neighbor with a bit more humility, with a bit more empathy, with a bit more patience, with a bit more grace. I'm figuring this out for the first time. You're figuring this out for the first time. Let's help each other figure it out together. I don't know everything. I can't pretend to know everything. And I'm not going to. But what I do know is that we're all better if we're helping each other, if we're speaking to each other, if we're living to understand each other. We're being bombarded with so much information and, again, convenience that we forget who we are for each other or who we're meant to be for each other. Even the acquisition of information is so convenient nowadays, where you don't even go to the library, you don't support your local bookstore, you don't even take the time to really think about things because, oh, I'll just Google it. No, sit and think about something, write it out, let thoughts develop, have conversations. What do you think about this? Interesting. Well, I think this. Read books about it, come back together, have a book club with your friends, do something. Do something that is not overly convenient at your fingertips all the time. Do something else. Get away from that. If it's at your fingertips, start getting away from that. Go ahead and drive the 30 minutes. If you love that restaurant so much, go ahead and drive that 30 minutes and go visit them. Develop a relationship with them. Build community with them. Have that connection. And I mean, people really do appreciate that. Because some of these businesses are somebody's dream. Somebody has worked really hard to get to this point. And another thing is that I feel like that takes away connection with, like, small businesses. We're quick to leave bad reviews and do this and that because small businesses, hey, that's 1 to 2, maybe 5 people. They're not a major corporation. They're trying their best, and this is their life stream. They're figuring it out as they go. You can't expect people to know everything right away. People are figuring things out as they go. Friendships, relationships, communities, businesses. We're figuring this out as we go. So please act as such. We're not meant to know everything. We don't know everything, even though we have all this information at our fingertips. We don't know everything. Because we don't know what information is even true or true for us. You don't know until you start to do things for yourself. You don't know until you start to move with yourself. You don't know what is best for you until you start to do things. So let's treat each other with a little bit more love and respect. Let's treat ourselves with a little bit more love and respect. Have a better understanding about the cost of convenience. Let's understand that we are all here for the first time. Thank you guys so much. I am so grateful and I appreciate each and every one of you. If you like this episode, please make sure you share it with a friend, share it with the world, share it with whoever, your mother or your father or your brother or your sister, whoever, a loved one, and hug them for me and tell them it's from me. Even if they don't know who it is, show them my picture. Anyways, appreciate you guys. I love you guys very much. And as always, be a little better every day. Thank you guys.